This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020, and today, 297 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is October 24. Our readings today will be from Haggai, chapters 1 and 2, Psalm 95, Proverbs chapter 20, verses 21 through 25, and 1 Timothy chapter 3. We will read the book of Haggai today. This was written after the Jewish people were in exile and allowed to return to their land. Haggai is encouraging the people to focus on what is important. Now that they are free to go home, the temple must be rebuilt. But not everybody thinks that that's the most important thing. Let's begin. The Book of Haggai, chapters 1 and 2. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, this message. Thus says the Lord Almighty, this people says, the time has not come to build the Lord's house." Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house stands in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord Almighty, consider your ways. You have sown much and brought in little. You have eaten, but you are not satisfied. You have drunk, but not to get drunk. You have clothed yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord Almighty, carefully consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and cut wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord Almighty, you looked for much, but little came, and when it was brought into the house, I blew it away. Because my house is desolate, while each one of you hurries to his own house. Because of this, the heavens above you will withhold the dew, and the earth withhold its fruit. And I shall bring a sword upon the land and upon the mountains, and upon the grain and upon the wine and upon the oil, and upon whatever the ground brings forth, and on men and livestock, and on all the labor of their hands." Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, heeded the word of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him to them, and the people feared in the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, said these words to the people, "I am with you, says the Lord." So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, from the tribe of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the Lord spoke by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, from the tribe of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, saying, who among you saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is this not in your eyes as being nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord Almighty, and my spirit remains among you. Take courage, for thus says the Lord Almighty, once more I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the choice things of all the nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord Almighty. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord Almighty, and peace of soul for a possession to everyone who builds and raises this temple. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says the Lord Almighty, Now ask the priests concerning the law, saying, If one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and the edge touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? Then the priests answered and said, No. And Haggai said, If one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? So the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, So is this people, so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so are all the works of their hands. Whoever comes near them shall be unclean because of their early burdens. They shall be distressed because of their toils, and you have hated him who rebukes in the gates. And now consider from this day forward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, what manner of people you were. When you put 20 ephahs of barley into the bin, and there were but 10, when you came to the wine vat to draw out 50 measures from the press, but only 20 were there, I struck you with barrenness and blight and hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Establish your hearts from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought to this. Is the seed still on the threshing floor? And as yet, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit? But from this day I shall bless you. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet a second time, on the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel from the tribe of Judah, saying, I shall shake heaven and earth, and the sea and the dry land. I shall overthrow the thrones of kings, and I will destroy the power of the kings of the nations, and I shall overthrow both chariots and riders. The horses and their riders will come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord Almighty, I shall take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and shall make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. Psalm 95. O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the Gentiles, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and is greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all the gods. For all the gods of the nations are demons, but the Lord made the heavens. Thanksgiving and beauty are before him. Holiness and majesty are in his holy place. Bring to the Lord, O families of the Gentiles, bring to the Lord glory and honor. Bring to the Lord the glory of his name. Take up sacrifices and enter into his courts. Worship the Lord in his holy court. Let all the earth be shaken before him. Say among the Gentiles, The Lord is king, for he established the world which shall not be shaken. He shall judge the peoples with uprightness. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth greatly rejoice. Let the sea be shaken and all its fullness. Then the fields and everything in them shall rejoice. Then all the trees of the forest shall greatly rejoice before the face of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 21 through 25. A wise king is a winnower of the ungodly, and he casts them upon the wheel of torture. The breath of man is the light of the Lord, who searches the inner man. Mercy and truth are a guard for the king, and they will encircle his throne with righteousness. Wisdom is an ornament to young men, and the glory of old men is their gray hair. Bruises and fractures happen to evil men, and plagues shall come into their inner man. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a faithful saying: if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. St. Paul speaks of the role and qualification of the clergy today. He especially mentions bishops and deacons. The priests would be the equivalent of the bishops in this case, as the priests, or more properly the presbyters, are the representatives of the bishop. It is the bishop who leads the Eucharistic service, or the presbyter, that he appoints. When the bishop is present, the priest stands back, since he doesn't need to represent him who's already there. The deacon is not a representative of the bishop, but called to serve and assist. The priest of the local parish is not only the one who leads the services, but is also the pastor, the one who teaches and guides. It is in this way that he is a spiritual father, and the people refer to him as father. While every priest is different, just as every parent is different, each priest offers his own spiritual gifts to his spiritual children. Bishop Irenee Steenberg, in his book The Beginnings of a Life of Prayer, writes, "Every Orthodox Christian has a spiritual father. For every Orthodox Christian, except those in the most rare of circumstances, has a priest, even if this priest is remote and not seen every day. Too often we are driven by idealized portraits of what a real spiritual father ought to be, and so we fail to see the church's provision in her pastors. This does not mean that every priest is a great beacon of spiritual wisdom, But every priest is imbued with the charism of the Holy Spirit to guide his bishop's flock into right life through a relationship of obedience. So, my brothers and sisters, remember to pray for your bishop and for your priest. He is working out his salvation as well. He is on the same journey, and he has the additional weight of concern for the salvation of his people. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.